is Andrew WK, and you're partying right here with Colin Means on the Sporting Rave Network. Go, baby!
Hey man, how are you doing today?
I'm good, and yourself?
I'm doing good as well. Thanks for coming on the Sporting Rave podcast today. Talk some sports and such.
Thanks for having me.
Alright, so, I start off, what are some of your favorite sports teams?
Well, professional, I'm a football and Redskins fan. Baseball, I'm a Warrior fan.
So, do you play fantasy football at all?
Of course. I got myself in a little too this year. I actually have 5 fantasy teams.
Yeah, I think I have around that too. I think the one thing about having that many fantasy teams, though, is, you know, you'll be rooting for one player to do well on one team, but chances are you're probably playing him in another team, so kind of conflict of interest a little bit. So you have any injury problems on your teams so far, or roster spot?
Not having Steven Jackson hurt me a little bit. This week, but other than that, I don't have any injuries for the most part. I messed myself up. I put the tight end on 2 of my teams.
My teams, I have Michael Vick and Jamal Charles, so it's a bummer. You said you're a Redskins fan?
Yes, I'm a diehard Redskins fan.
I'm actually a Cowboys fan myself, so no hard feelings there, though.
You're ready to face each other this week.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. I'm from Dallas, so yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no Miles Austin and maybe no Romo, so it's going to be a very interesting game.
Very, very interesting.
That's what makes football, though. So what, I guess as a Redskins fan, what has been your first impression of Rex Grossman playing quarterback?
What do I think of Rex Grossman? I don't think he's a bad quarterback. He just had bad moments. But as long as he limits those bad moments, I think he can be pretty productive in that offense.
Yeah, the Redskins' defense is looking pretty solid, especially with rookie Ryan Kerrigan. It's been a stud so far, so.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait till we get Lamar Landry back. That probably improved the defense
even more. Oh, yeah. So, I mean, if he can kind of limit his mistakes like he did with the Bears, and they made it to the Super Bowl, maybe Redskins will do something this year. All right, so, I was looking on your Wikipedia page, and I saw, one of the first lines was that you're a big sports fan. And then it said that you were a guest writer on a basketball blog. Is that true?
Well, I used to do blogging for Slam Online.
All right.
I did it for years. I just ended up getting so wrapped up into a couple of things I had going on that I kind of dropped off from it. I started 2 years ago. I came on as a guest blogger for the NCAA basketball tournament. And you know, I did it for the whole tournament.
Well, I actually like, you know, this is the Sporting Wave podcast, and I run and created the Sporting Wave Network, which is like a network of blogs and podcasts like this one. And, you know, if you ever want to guest write for us, you know, that's be more than happy to accommodate you. Is that on iTunes? Is that on iTunes, the podcast? Okay. Yes, yeah, definitely. Podcasts are definitely a cool thing. So anytime you can have a platform to talk about sports, it's definitely interesting.
Very, very interesting.
So do you keep up with boxing? Because I'm sure you heard about Floyd Mayweather this past weekend. Yeah, that's kind of how I am. You know, I kind of tune in for the big fights, but overall, I wouldn't say I'm a diehard fan. So, did you see Floyd's exchange with Larry Merchant after the fight? Yeah, I mean, you know, I think.
Larry Merchant is doing that to MCG.
Yeah.
So I guess he just got to the point where it bubbled over. Like I said, I wish he could have handled himself better, but I think.
Yeah, it's too bad he kind of blew up on after this fight where, you know, it was a lot of people were debating whether it was a cheap shot, and it was definitely controversial. So, you know, now it didn't help his reputation that after that fight is when he kind of had enough of Larry Merchant.
Legal in the realm of boxing, but because of the blow up of Larry Merchant,
Do you keep up with the UFC at all?
No, I don't. I promised myself I was going to try to get a little more involved in what's going on in the UFC. I know a couple of guys who definitely follow the UFC faithfully, but I just never got deep into it personally.
Yes, it's definitely interesting, and you know, definitely probably going to eventually kind of replace boxing as the, you know, the main fighting sport, because you got a lot of personalities, and it's really set up well and run well by Dana White. So, yeah, if you ever get a chance to check that out, then I would definitely recommend it. Yeah,
that's all about.
Yeah, that looks like a very entertaining fight. Right, so I mean, you know, I guess it's kind of picking up where boxing left off. So, you know, for better or worse, I guess it's, you know, definitely better for the industry and for the fans. So you said you're a Maryland basketball fan. Did you see the Maryland football uniforms they wore the first week? Yeah, I think a lot of teams for some reason are trying to go, you know, all out and a little more flashy, but then Boise State comes in with basically an all white helmet, and I wasn't a fan of Boise State's week one uniforms either. Yeah, you have a completely blank side on one side of the helmet, and the other side it's like a cartoon picture of a horse, which definitely downgrades, so. Right. So give me your take on Brian Kelly at Notre Dame. Like, you know, he hasn't had a chance to do a lot, but he's definitely had some controversial moments so far. Yeah, because they just came off a big win off arguably the best team they've played so far, Michigan State. So, you know, things are looking up for them. Yeah. Right. Right, so I guess, we talked some sports, we can transition into music and what you have going on. So tell me, you have an album coming up in November, correct? That's awesome. So, is it going to be a similar style to the kind of stuff that went on with Little Brother? Is it going to be a similar style to the stuff like with Little Brother? That's great. Yeah, I saw the video for Medicine Man and it was great. So I'm definitely looking forward to the album myself. So who are some other rappers, I guess, in the industry that you kind of respect and maybe like look up to? All right, man. Great talking to you. Thanks for coming on.
All right, have a good one.
All right, you too, man.